Britain elects a new parliament on Thursday. If Tony Blair's Labour Party wins a majority of the seats, he continues as Prime Minister, and most polls show that that's likely to happen. But the Tony Blair of 2005 is a tarnished model, dented by his advocacy of the war in Iraq. In a recent BBC interview, Blair defended his war policy. What would have happened had there been no war?
You'd have Saddam Hussein and his sons still running Iraq. You wouldn't have 8 million Iraqis going out voting at the polls. You wouldn't have change spreading across the Middle East as it is. There has been a lot that has happened on the other side of the argument that just occasionally we should also pay attention to.
The opposition Conservative Party, the Tories, are led by Michael Howard. The BBC interviewer, Jeremy Paxman, said to him, instead of a pro-war prime minister who has sway with the White House, he would be a pro-war prime minister who doesn't have sway with the White House. Howard protested.
I would have a perfectly good working relationship with
President. They won't even let you in through the door.
Look, if I'm the prime minister of this country, and President Bush needs to work with me, which he does, of course we'll work together. Of course we'll have a good working relationship.
And then there are the third party, Liberal Democrats, whose leader, Charles Kennedy, has a very different Iraq policy.
We should now be working and planning towards the phased withdrawal of the British troops as part of that occupying force and bringing our forces home.
By when would you have them home?
Well, we should be working to the UN expiry of the mandate, which is the end of this calendar year.
What do British voters make of the choice? Well, joining us from London is Michael White, who is political editor of The Guardian. Michael White, is Labour a shoo-in, or is there a possibility of a surprise?
We don't use the word shoo-in, but I know what you mean. And it's pretty certain that Labour will win. But if you remember, it currently has a majority of seats in the British House of Commons of 160 out of 650. That's a big majority. The real question on Thursday night, Friday morning, is whether the majority will be half that. That's what most people think, down to 80, still pretty good for a third-term Labour government, or much less, and it could, due to the vagaries of the British voting system, be much more. Nobody knows. And of all the many elections I've covered in the last 35 years, this is undoubtedly the most uncertain.
We heard clips at the beginning of the three party leaders talking a bit about Iraq. How important an issue is the war in this election?
It's important for some voters. And they're the kind of people who read my newspaper, The Guardian, or its rival, the independent, liberal, centre-left sort of newspapers. But for blue-collar workers, instinctively more patriotic and more inclined to take a less complicated view of these things, they tend to stand by the armed forces and stand by the government of the day. So it's been a real problem for Blair among his middle, upper-middle-class voters, not among his blue-collar voters.
If it comes down to the state of the British economy, what do most British voters make of things nowadays? Are these good times? Are they bad times? Are they good times that are getting worse day by day?
Well, I'm pushing on for 60 years old, and if you'd told me throughout most of my life that the British economy would have been performing better than the French economy and the German economy for the last 10, 12 years, I'd have said, oh, yeah, sure, absolutely. But that's the fact of the matter that it has been. They've created 2 million jobs in a population of 60 million. Unemployment is the lowest it's been for more than a generation.
Michael Howard, the Conservative Party, the Tory leader, tried to make something of the sort of social issues that figure so prominently in our elections in this country. Do they have any traction with the British voters?
It's a very different political culture from wedge issues as they're applied at home. Europeans, Protestant and Catholic, secular and liberal and conservative, look with horror and bemusement at the case you had over the right to die in Florida and over the abortion issue and the way it's conducted on both sides in the US. So the short answer is, no, it doesn't play that way. But I should say, the agenda in Western Europe is moving so fast and, again, in so un-American ways that Mr. Howard in the last couple of years, though a conservative, has changed his position on gay marriage, civil partnership as we call it, to say, I was wrong to vote against it. I support it now. Times change.
And lastly, Charles Kennedy's Liberal Democrats, are they likely to increase their share of seats in the House of Commons?
They've got, at the moment, the best vote and the best number of members of the British Parliament than they've ever had since 1929, when the Liberals finally imploded into civil war under David Lloyd George, who's been dead a long time. And they think They're about to make a breakthrough and create real three-party politics in Britain. Mr. Kennedy's a quietly confident man. He's a likable man. He's not an intellectual. He doesn't do policy very well. He makes mistakes. But he's the kind of guy you can have a beer with and feel comfortable with, possibly two beers, the gossips say. And he's had a good campaign.
Michael White, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure. Goodbye.
Michael White, who is the political editor of The Guardian, talking with us from London about Thursday's parliamentary elections in Britain.